What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Big Honker Podcast. We really appreciate you listening to us banter back and forth, most of the time about nothing. This podcast is brought to you by the one and only Dive Bomb Industries. You want numbers on your side this season. It's the way to go. Everybody knows it. It's 2019, about to be 2020. Everybody knows that you want numbers, and you better run them big.
Load up on them skinnies, baby.
And in 2020, 2021, it's still going to be the same.
Yep. If you want to kill big birds, big flocks, throw out some dive bombs.
It works in any condition. If you've got even the socks, socks are great. Everything packs up nice and neat. I am a freak about keeping everything organized, especially this time of year. People get tired. People get lazy. Trailers get unorganized. With Dive Bomb, you don't have to worry about your trailer being unorganized because everything packs up nice and neat. You can store it away. Voila. No more headache. No more ugly trailers. Make that a fucking hashtag. Hashtag no more ugly trailers. DiveBombIndustries.com. They're with the professional juice. All up and down every single flyway on this
north, south, continent. East, west.
North, south, east, west, Mississippi. Everywhere. DiveBombIndustries.com. We're also brought to you by Boss Shot Shells. Bismuth back in style. Hit them like a fucking freight train.
Just knocking them dead.
Boss Shot Shells.
Only takes one.
Choke that thing down as much as you want.
Hell, with cranes, it only takes one.
That's right.
That's right. Usually, most of the time, you're fucking running it to the plug to shoot one crane. Not with Boss Shot Shells.
Every group coming in here shooting Boss these days.
It is. It's great to see. They're great people over at Boss Shot Shells. It's all American made. The boys and girls, Brandon, Meg, they work hard. They know their stuff, too. That's the main thing. You call them up. You're going to talk to somebody. Everything's American made. BossShotShells.com. You will not. The one thing that we've said this before, nobody has shot Boss and been like, it's not worth the hype. Everybody that shoots Boss knows what's up. Go to BossShotShells.com or call them. Get what you need. We're also brought to you by Lucky Duck, the best A-frame on the market right now.
A-frame, spinners, check them out. You want to shoot ducks in the field, you have to run spinners. Get the Lucky Duck spinners. You want to sit in a blind, no more laying on your back. Get an A-frame. Get the Lucky Duck A-frame. Best blind there is.
So much room.
We use them every day. We hide a lot of fat boys like me and Dad over there. Right, Dad?
Yeah.
There you go.
It can fit four people comfortably. We do it every day. Four people comfortably. There's the accessories are great.
The pockets.
The pockets in the canvas, the rods in the door. No more saggy door. No more wondering what to do with your shotgun shells because you got a pocket right in front of you. Best spinners, best blinds on the market. LuckyDuck.com.
And our new sponsor.
New sponsor. New sponsor alert. Pacific Game Calls. PacificCustomCalls.com. They've got a screamer of a lesser call.
And I mean, call.
An absolute screamer of a lesser call.
Hey, I heard you running it earlier. It sounded really good.
And they've got this. They've got a spec call. I mean, they've got it all.
They got a boy from Knox City on the pro staff.
Yeah. Zach, the one and only Zach Shaver. But they got it all. It's not just a goose call. They got duck calls. They got turkey calls. But Zach can really holler at those lessers. I was running earlier, the 206, the Little Goose Ripper. So if you're hunting little geese, look no further than Pacific Game Calls at PacificCustomCalls.com. We're also brought to you by William and Chris Wines. Hi, Texas.
They just got done. We just hunted with these guys in Oklahoma.
That's right.
Great wine. Skeleton Key wine.
Oh, I love it.
Michelle's kind of a amateur wino, and she loves a Skeleton Key. She's got some on. She has some right now in the kitchen there.
They said Chris went to dinner, and he paid them $20 a bottle. Let them bring it in. I'm bringing my own wine, people.
That's when you know you got it.
Yeah, that's when you know. That's when you know you got it.
Yep. Holidays are coming.
That's right.
Oh, big, big, big drinking time.
If you're going down the hill country, go by and stop by in High Texas and see them at William and Chris Wines at the vineyard there and look them up at williamandchriswines.com.
Last but not least, Stanfield Hunting Outfitters.
We would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Be safe. No drinking and driving. Don't be stupid. Look at us for some pheasant and dove hunts during the week in January. First couple of weeks, we've got some dates left. And February, we'll be running some pheasant hog combos. And that's at StanfieldHunting.com. We'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Big Honker podcast and coming to the Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. We've been in the hunting business a long time. We're on year two of the podcast, which is taking off like crazy. We appreciate everyone for being patient with us this time of year when we don't get our podcast out. Anyways,
I don't know if they're so fucking patient,
Jeff. Well, they're not. We get a lot of messages.
You should see some of my messages.
We try so hard. We're busy this time of year. Be patient with us for another 5 weeks, and then we'll start getting on 3 podcasts a week again. But anyways, I want to thank each and everyone from the Stanfield family for listening and taking time out of your day to make us be a part of it. So thank you very much. God bless y'all, and have a Merry Christmas. Three, two, one. Boom, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast. This is the NFL playoff pick'em. I'm Jeff Stanfield.
I'm Andy Shaver.
With us today, we have...
The champion. My. If you want to introduce me as that, Jeff, it's okay with me.
The champ is here.
Champ's here.
The champ is here.
Did he really come into breakfast that way, hollering that shit after
he was playing it on his phone. And then I was taking a dump, and he slid it under the door.
You should have shit on his phone and flushed it some bitch under the bathroom door. Andy finally won a football league. After 10 fucking years, he won a league.
Yep. Not playing. About that time.
The champ is here!
Uh-huh. Talk of a bad call in a Cowboy game. It's the only reason he won.
If Martellus Bennett wouldn't, or Michael Bennett wouldn't have jumped off sides, Tony, that's you'd be right. The champion.
And what did you say? What did you say last week?
About
if your
what?
Aunt had a dick, she'd be your uncle.
Yep, that's what I said.
So... It's just the way that it is. I would rather be lucky than good any day of the week.
Okay, we got a special guest here with us besides the guys. Coach Steele's here. Coach, you've known Andy a long time. Has he always been full of shit?
Yes.
You got to speak up, Coach.
Well, there's no microphone in front of him.
His eyes are brown, okay.
Bullshit.
All right, here's our deal. We're doing an NFL pick'em each week. We're going to pick on the line. These are going to be the lines. We have thrown in $5,000 a person sitting at this table, minus a couple of zeros. And we've got Blake Poppy from Nebraska. You will be the Nebraska representative in this game.
Okay.
God bless you, and hope you do better than Scott Frost did this year. Tony's here. Tony's representing the western side of Knox County. And Josh Stoner, the smooth voice from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hello, my people.
The East Coast.
The East Coast, man.
The East Coast phenom.
And we got the GOAT, Andy, who's nicknamed himself the GOAT.
I have not nicknamed myself the GOAT, as we have gone over many, many times.
Self-proclaimed GOAT.
Yep, self-proclaimed GOAT. Okay, we're going to jump in. The first game is Buffalo at Houston. Buffalo is at Houston, and they are plus 3.5 points. Andy, who are you taking?
When you're the GOAT, you don't just rush into things, Jeff.
Pick somebody, fuck.
3.5. I don't think they cover. I'm going Buffalo.
Andy's taking Buffalo. Blake.
I am taking... Wait, you said Buffalo plus 3.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo is not a favorite.
Right. But you said they're not covering.
I don't think that they cover.
He's taking Buffalo. He don't think Houston's going to cover.
I don't think Houston's going to beat them by 3.5.
Okay, I'll take Buffalo.
I'll take Houston.
Josh?
I'll go the Bills.
Man, I tell you what, they're playing at Houston, Deshaun Watson, Buffalo's defense. I'm taking fucking Houston. I think Houston's going to cover that. Okay, the second game is Tennessee plus 4.5 at New England. I'll go first this time. Fucking Tennessee. Fucking Tom Brady is fucking done. Put a fork in his ass.
I'm going with you there as well.
Times 3.
I agree.
Tannehill's going to whoop that ass.
In a landslide, the Big Honker podcast group say Brady's fucking done. Goodbye,
Miami
sayonara.
Miami can beat them, Tennessee can.
That's right. Okay, Minnesota at New Orleans. New Orleans is 6.5-point favorites. This is going to be a replay of the game where Dickhead missed a tackle.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
What'd you say?
Motherfucking New Orleans.
Okay.
New Orleans is going to win, but Minnesota will cover.
So you're taking Minnesota. Tony's taking Minnesota.
Idiot.
I'm calling the Saints to win the Soupy.
I do not want my Packers to have to play the Saints. Put it that way.
Blake, who are you taking, Minnesota or New Orleans?
Let's do. You can't turn me down if I talk louder.
I can too. I can turn you all the way down.
We'll do the Vikings.
Minnesota. So
you don't think that they? You don't think they cover, huh?
Well, listen, four of you. I mean, I'm not going to win and tie and win $20. So
well, that's
whatever.
True too.
Okay, Seattle at Philly. Philly's -3.
Seattle.
Seattle.
I think Seattle wins the game.
Seattle's going to win big. Philly sucks. Dallas can barely beat.
Seattle.
Sleepless. You're sleepless every time you go to Seattle.
I'm going to take Philly in a big upset here because Seattle seems like a better football team, but Philly's on a roll right now.
What?
Yep.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, downward roll.
We've won four in a row.
They've got the easiest schedule. They got the same
you
schedule.
You fucking won our league, and he showed you. Any dipshit can win, so they've got taking somebody else.
They got the same schedule that the Cowboys had in September. That's why they've won four in a row.
Right.
Okay. Played Miami, and
they lost to Miami.
Miami beat New England. What's that say?
Yeah. Listen.
Andy.
Miami's awful.
Shush up. Here. Just shush.
He won
okay.
one championship, all right. And he thinks he knows everything.
Bonus pick here has nothing to do with Clemson.
LSU.
Or LSU.
LSU.
I'm going with Poppy's cousin.
Yep.
Joe did you Burrow. Know he almost went to Nebraska?
He did.
His and they wouldn't
played,
take him.
Yeah, his dad played quarterback. Yeah,
that shows you how fucking smart Scott Frost is, right?
It wasn't
there.
Scott Frost.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was before him.
It was Mike Riley.
Scott Frost should have pulled some strings. Fuck Scott Frost.
I'll go LSU and put 20 on it.
Uh-oh. We got a side bet.
Go Tigers.
I'm not going to bet you on it, but I think Clemson wins. Because of the coaching.
No.
Dabo. What? I knew Ohio State was a better football team than Clemson.
Dabo's too nice.
We're going to win.
We're going to go on down there. We're going to meet them.
You like to see homos naked?
I'm taking Clemson. William Mangan. So everybody took LSU here but me, right? This has nothing to do with the pick-em contest. This is just
you took Clemson, I thought, Stoner. You're going LSU also?
Roll Tigers.
I'm one person that took Clemson.
He was the head recruiter for Pete Carroll?
Yeah.
Was he at Pete Carroll or who was he with?
Oregon? Yeah, he was at USC.
No.
Who are you talking about?
Or Oregon or whatever that coach is, how you say his name.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Origami.
He was at USC. USC.
Yeah, I was behind Pete Carroll.
What the hell was that?
Jameson's jacking around over there.
Somebody shot a gun outside.
I did too.
Okay. Anyways, guys.
That was the only football game?
That was it. That's the only playoff game this week. It's playoffs time.
Ravens got it.
Okay, let's before this all starts, pick a legit Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to Super Bowl? We're going to go one at a time here. Andy, who do you pick him for Super Bowl?
I still think it's going to be Baltimore. They've not slowed down at all. And then I also think I'm going to go with my heart here.
You're a fucking idiot. Go ahead, Blake.
The Saints.
Oh, you're taking the Saints?
Yeah. Okay. I think if because I think
– Well, pick one, dude. That's
who's going to win?
If the if I saw the bracket right, if the Saints win, they go to Green Bay. I think the Saints beat Green Bay.
Who do you think wins Super
Pick
Bowl?
One.
Baltimore.
Baltimore over New Orleans. Blake?
Baltimore.
Over who?
Over who? And don't say the fucking Chargers because they're not in it.
The Chargers.
Who do you pick? Baltimore and who?
Houston.
They're in the same fucking conference.
Well, I don't know the conferences, Jeff, so give me some options here.
Dallas, Minnesota, New Orleans.
Okay,
Green Bay.
Okay,
San Francisco.
I'll take the Ravens over the Packers.
Okay. Tony?
New Orleans over Frisco.
They're both in the same fucking conference.
Yeah, who's the idiot now?
Who, New Orleans over who?
And he's won a fantasy football championship.
Blake almost
been
did.
There four times.
So who New Orleans who? Who's your AFC?
Kansas City.
New Orleans over Kansas City. Stoner?
I'm going New Orleans wins it all over the Ravens because Drew Brees is going to go down in his bag of fuck yous and say, sit down, young son.
I'm going to pick – I'm going to take the Chiefs. Chiefs over New Orleans. I think Chiefs are going to upset Baltimore. No way. They've already beat them once this year.
I don't think so. They're not firing on all cylinders.
Andy, we've seen you. Just shush.
I'm telling you.
You're embarrassing yourself to the world here.
I'm telling you, they're not firing on all cylinders. They've dropped off. People know how to play Patrick Mahomes, and it's what it is.
Yeah, right. But Lamar's going to sit here all this weekend, not do nothing, get too comfortable. He's going to want to party, and he's going to come back next week, and he's going to get his ass kicked.
Okay. So you're saying he's going to drink too many 40s this weekend?
Probably. Old English.
Racist. All right, everybody. Thank y'all for listening. We're going to do a hunting one here probably tomorrow, and we'll have it out soon.
Okay.
Anything else anybody else would like to add to this?
Yes.
Please, Blake, fill us in.
I'd like to take credit for half of Andy's championship because I helped him pick his team.
There you go, Blake. I appreciate it. Blake, thank you. Will put an asterisk next to Andy's championship team.
No one wants that.
Why are you going to put an asterisk next to mine?
Just because you're an asshole. And that's what it's
going to say, asterisk, asshole?
Yep.
No, it's just going to say asterisk in the bottom. It's going to say, because we hate him. Nobody wants a championship with asterisks by it. That's something's fucked up.
Well, we got Coach Steele here. Any of your stories you'd like us to embellish on that you have? There's some good ones here. I mean, there's some we haven't even mentioned yet you wouldn't let me talk about last time. With your wife sitting about 12 feet away, you're not going to do that?
Yeah. Me and O.J. Simpson, other than our love...
O.J. Simpson and I.
Other than our love for white women...
Hello, Twitter world.
We have... We're both champions this year in our fantasy football league.
Well,
you won a court case too?
Yeah. The glove didn't fit, huh?
We love white women and we're all fantasy champions.
Who was it that tweeted no more white women 2020?
AB.
Wow. That was Antonio Brown.
No more white women in 2020 is what he tweeted out.
They've cost him a lot of money.
He's just fucking gone off the deep end.
Oh yeah.
Christmas was a bad he starts out Christmas Day, Merry Christmas to all, blah blah blah. The 26th, he just fucking goes on a rampage. Yeah. No more white women 2020. It was bad.
He said his workout with the Saints was a publicity stunt.
Yep.
Do you think that would go over well if a white guy said
no more black women?
Well, I tweeted it, and I got booted off Twitter.
The guy I was at the strip club with, he tweeted it, and, he can't go
out. We've had not one person comment on that. I told you, drunker than 10 Indians, don't even care. Nobody cares.
He didn't name it that, Jeff.
He should have.
That would have been a good opportunity.
That would have been not good.
All right, let's get off here. Thank you all. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.